everybody. It's Kitty. Welcome to A Gallon of Gay. This is episode 26. I'm joined by Mick.
Hello.
This is our recap of episode four of season four, Game of Thrones Oathkeeper. So,
yes, yeah. And lots to talk about this episode.
Lots to talk about.
A lot
about.
Of changes between the TV.
A lot of people talking about this. Mm-hmm, absolutely. So we're just going to get right to it. This is Game of Thrones recap.
No, not Hodor.
Not Hodor. Oh. That really, truly made me upset.
That's almost as bad as the wolves getting...
Just watching them, like, mess with him and poke him. Oh, poor Hodor.
I think Hodor is going to come back and kick some.
I hope so. Just, how could you do that?
Yeah.
He's the sweetest person in all of Westeros.
He is. So... good episode. Very good episode.
Really good episode, I thought.
Obviously, it's hard to come down from the Purple Wedding, and last episode was pretty packed. This episode actually moved along quite a bit. We're only...
Yeah, I thought it did, too.
Didn't we start in Meereen?
Yeah,
with...
We did?
I think so. We're going to stick with, we decided we're going to stick with locations when we're doing these recaps.
So
we're just going to go from one location.
We can start in Meereen. Let's just talk about what happened with Daenerys.
Yeah, because not really a lot happened.
Yeah, that's true. Not there. I mean, they weren't there for very long. Mm. So, so we show up in Meereen and, Daenerys is, you know, obviously, trying to liberate the slaves there. Mm-hmm. And, oh, actually we start with, you know, it's, Grey Worm and her little handmaiden, you know, she's teaching him how to...
Right.
To I guess to read and to speak English, maybe, I don't know.
Or, yeah, whatever something. They call it.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. So that was a nice little scene, you know. Right. She's asking like, "Do you remember where you came from?" And he's like, "I don't. I was an Unsullied. I don't. That's all I am." And she's like, "No, yeah, no, you're not." Yeah, it was a nice little scene.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like we're. They're in the character development
stages.
With
I see a romance brewing.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. And I like the romance between those
two. I do too. I think
obviously,
it's a good choice.
I know he really likes Daenerys, but I think he's more matched perfectly.
Yes.
So yeah. So from there we went inside where we saw what was going on with the slaves, and of course they're confused because they don't know if it's kind of a too good to be true kind
of thing. Yeah, exactly, because you know, a lot of them are like, we should do this, but then the others are like, you know, it's not going to matter. It's, you know, she's going to be just as bad as them or whatever. We're still going to be slaves, but but then Grey Worm and some other of Daenerys' army go in and, you know, provide them weapons, and they're like, no, trust me, we were all slaves and now it's way better now that we're with Daenerys.
Right.
So you should really get on board. And so they give them weapons because they're like, hey, they're like, you're an Unsullied. You've been training since you were a kid how to fight and we don't have any weapons. They're like, well, here's a bunch of knives. So and then I liked that scene where those guys were walking down the alley and then they come up and it's like, kill the masters.
Oh, right.
What?
Yeah.
So and then they all attack.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And then he looked up and he saw that the...
the flag. Yeah. Daenerys' flag. Oh, that was awesome. Mm-hmm. That was awesome.
So he knew there was no... that was the end of him.
Yes. So the slaves rebel and they capture all the masters. And
then she crucifies them.
She crucifies them, absolutely. Oh. She gathers them all up, and her advisors are like, hey, you know, maybe you should show some mercy. And she's like, I'm not... She's like,
kids were there?
Yeah, like 168. And what did she say? She said something like, I will serve injustice with justice. Something like, it was really really good line.
Serve injustice.
I will serve injustice
with justice.
With justice.
With
justice.
Like,
yeah, something like it was a really good line.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I can't remember what she said. Right. Something along those lines.
That's right.
But it was awesome. And so she crucifies every one of these slave masters. Since they crucified all those slave children. So, you know. Daenerys ain't messing around. She's a badass.
No, I effing love her.
Right. And then they ended on that scene where she's standing up there and they pan up and her flag's draped across that. Oh, it's so cool.
But again, where are the dragons?
Where are the dragons?
That's what I want to know.
That's what I want to know, too. Well, you know.
But these people, they don't know her as the dragon.
Yeah, I don't think they haven't seen her dragons at this point. They've just heard of her, you know, and they only know, you know,
right,
what they've seen of her now. So, yeah.
But still, it makes me wonder, where does she keep the dragons?
Where are the dragons?
Because at first when they panned up, I thought, oh my God, there's going to be a dragon up there.
Why wasn't, that's a missed opportunity. HBO. Right. Could have been an awesome dragon shot. But it was still a good scene. I mean, I love her. She is so...
Yeah, I do too.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean...
I feel like she's doing it the right way.
Yes.
But again, in this world, it doesn't mean anything. Just because you're doing it the right way, or you're showing somewhat mercy. I mean, look what, you know, Ned Stark did. I mean,
yes,
he had plenty of opportunities to,
yes,
to make the right call. And he, you know, he did make what was right, but obviously, you know, they took advantage and beheaded him.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, yeah, that's true. Okay. Here's a line. I will answer injustice with justice. Just looked it up. That's what it was. So, you were close.
Hey, you have a better memory than I do.
I just watched it this morning. Had I watched it last night?
You did.
I know,
right.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have remembered. So.
That's a good point.
Some things are still a little fresh in my mind.
Right.
I guess.
Okay, so what's the next location?
Let's go to King's Landing.
Okay.
What's happening over there, King's Landing? So, I don't remember what the first scene is we opened on, but I think it was with Bron and Jaime fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Practicing.
You're right,
yeah,
right,
so.
And he slaps Jaime with his own and knocks him down.
So, you know, Jaime is trying to learn how to sword fight with his left hand since his right hand is gone. He's got a big gold hand there. So, you know, he's been fighting with Bronn the sellsword. And it was a good little scene. And they had a good little exchange. But then Bronn just was like, hey, how come you haven't visited your brother yet in prison? You know, and Jamie's like, I don't know, it's kind of a touchy subject. I can't really, you know, my wife, my sister wants me, sister/lover wants me to kill him. I don't really want to do that. But then, you know, Bronn kind of convinces him to go see him. Because he's like, you know, when we were up in the Vale, I guess, but he was like, you know, he wanted you to be his champion. He's the first thing.
Oh, right.
He's the first, your first choice. So I think that made Jaime feel a little bad. Like, I guess I'll go talk to him.
Right.
So then he goes and talks to Tyrion, who's in jail. And that was a good scene too.
Yeah.
Those two together. Really good.
I know, right?
Yeah. Really good.
But yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they were talking in,
oh yeah. And they were talking about the, Kingslayer brothers.
Yes.
I thought that was interesting.
Yes, and, I mean, Jaime asks him, like, did you do it? And Tyrion's like, no, I did not do this. I didn't kill your son. And that's the first time they've acknowledged that they all know, you know.
It's not a secret.
It's not
everyone
a secret.
Thinks,
yeah.
Well, they think it is.
They think it is. But
speaking, let's go back to, I know you read a couple of these articles about how people were pissed off at the scene in the last episode between Cersei and Jaime and Joffrey right there dead, his body. And in the book, it was from the point of view of Jaime, and it was never, it never seemed that it
was rape.
Was rape.
It seemed more consensual in the book.
Right. Here's my thing. this is touchy, and I'm going to try and phrase this in the correct way. I don't want to alienate anyone. Obviously, it's a very touchy subject. But how many times in this world have we seen peasants and other people be being raped?
Yeah.
And not to say that there should be no difference.
Yes, no.
But it's like, if you're going to be so upset that Jaime, you know, took advantage of Cersei, then you should be just as upset by all the other rapes that we see all the time on this
show. And this is
world that we're living in. You cannot pick and choose, we're going to be upset because it was Cersei who could just lost her son. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to be upset about seeing that on TV or, you know, something, you know, the violence and stuff. This is not the show for you.
Yeah. Here's the thing. When I first saw that scene, I mean, it creeped me out, but it didn't really bother me because rape is such a thing in this show. Like, right. It's what in this world, you right. know? And I guess I was just a little confused because obviously at the beginning he was raping her, but towards the end, I felt like it wasn't. Right. I don't know. So, yeah. And I don't know if that's what they were going for. Like, and listening to different podcasts and reading different articles, like, right. and hearing the parallels with the book, then obviously, I mean, yeah, I see the big difference there. But as a show watcher for the first time, never knowing anything about this scene, it didn't strike me that way.
Well, and also I felt like, you know, she fought it at first and then she didn't.
Yeah.
And the way I interpreted it was that she was fighting it because obviously it was the wrong place to do mm-hmm. that next mm-hmm. to their dead son. Yeah. Not just her dead son, his. I mean, it was yeah. their son. But it was a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel she is just as twisted as he is.
Yes, absolutely. They are both twisted, crazy individuals.
Right.
Especially her.
Right.
But, you know.
I mean, that's yeah. no excuse. But I feel like it ended up being mutual.
Yeah, that was just my first thought when right. when I watched that scene initially. It didn't bother me. It didn't outrage me as it did a bunch of people. And I completely get the outrage, especially right. hearing the differences between the book now and the series. I completely get it. I'm not saying, right. you know, that I'm okay with it, but it's just, you know.
Right.
And my first reaction was not,
mm-hmm.
it didn't, I mean, obviously creepy scene again, but it didn't bother me as much.
Right. Yeah. Me too, because yeah, that is just part of this world. We see yes. it all the time with other characters that maybe we don't know their names,
mm-hmm.
but it's still horrible.
Yeah.
And it's done that what we've seen in a more violent, and they end up killing them usually.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
So I don't know. It's just, yeah. I don't know how some viewers pick and choose of what mm-hmm. they're so irate about,
mm-hmm.
where it's like this world, everything's up for grabs. They're going to kill kids. They're going to kill mm-hmm. animals. They're going to kill anyone. I mean, mm-hmm. this is a vicious,
it's a vicious very world. Vicious, brutal world that, right. that this show is based in. Absolutely. Right. So yeah, I don't know. Anyway, we see Cersei and Jaime again in this episode.
Right. And it's not even addressed.
No, it's not addressed. But she's definitely a lot colder to him. I mean, she's always been kind of cold with him, especially since he's back. But in this, you know, she only addresses him as the King's Guard,
oh, right.
you know, whatever. Like, you know, she kind of orders him around like yeah. he is.
Well, but she also blames him for Joffrey's death.
Yes, she does, because he didn't protect him. He didn't protect him. So yeah, yeah. And again, they didn't address it. And you know, I think a lot of people too. I was listening to some different podcasts who were saying, you know, they're really upset because up until this point, especially the last episode, they had really started to make you like Jaime, like mm-hmm. that he is actually a good guy. And then he goes and does something like what happened in that, you know, right. he goes and.
But it's a reminder, he is not
exactly,
a good guy.
Exactly. And that's.
He's not a good guy.
That's the.
He's a Lannister.
I think it's to show that he's got both good and bad sides. Like, right. he's not the best guy, mm-hmm. but he does some things right, and he right. obviously makes some bad choices and that mm-hmm. sort of thing. So I think it is just part of character development. And especially after this episode, because there are some good things that happen with Jaime. He does right. some good things in this episode. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I know.
Well, and then as we were talking about the scene with Tyrion,
yeah.
Jaime believes him.
Jaime believes that he did not kill Joffrey, and I mean, and that's great. And so I don't know. He didn't really agree to testify for him, did he?
Mm-mm.
No, I don't think he's gotten to that point yet. But maybe, yeah. maybe he will for right. him, you know, Middleton. But he does believe Tyrion did not kill Joffrey,
right?
And yeah.
And then there were, and even Tyrion was like, you know, and thereafter, and Sansa has disappeared,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, kind of, you know, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean she's, you know,
yeah.
disappeared. So I think Tyrion is like, wait a second. I don't, obviously, and he even said in the episode that he doesn't believe she did it either. But, I mean, probably some things are running around in his head like,
yeah.
okay, if Sansa's missing, you know, maybe yeah. someone's taken her out mm-hmm. or whoever is behind this got her out because they know that she would be the next suspect
yes.
In line.
Yes, because he's like, you know, she's not a killer. And Jaime was like, you know, she has every reason to want to kill Joffrey, obviously.
Right.
Um, But yeah, Tyrion's like, she's not a killer. I don't see her doing this. So, you know, there, it was a nice exchange between them. So again, mm-hmm. I think, and I think Jaime and Tyrion, they're brothers, and obviously they do care about each other, especially Jaime doesn't want to kill Tyrion. He doesn't want to do it.
Right.
You know, so, and that's when he later goes to Cersei and talks to her and, you know, says like, I don't think he did this. He did mm-hmm. not kill Joffrey.
Right. And, but she doesn't want to hear it.
No, she doesn't want to hear it. No, absolutely. No,
she's made up her mind. Mm-hmm. You know, that's it.
Yeah. And even Tyrion's like, you know, it doesn't matter if I did it or not. I'm dead. Yeah. Right. It doesn't matter. Yeah. So they need somebody to take the fall for this. And, you know, Cersei's, mm-hmm. she's not going to rest till my head's on a spike. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So it's interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and then before we get to the big reveal,
yeah.
We have Cersei
yeah.
asking Jaime.
Yeah.
Regardless,
yeah.
I need you to go find Sansa.
I need you to find Sansa and kill Sansa.
Yeah.
I need you to do that. Mm-hmm. And he is very hesitant because he doesn't want it, because he doesn't believe Sansa did it either. Right. So, yeah. So he's like,
right.
I don't know.
And he's trying to keep his word to mm-hmm. Caitlin.
Yeah, exactly.
That he was going to protect the girls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was...
Oh, yeah, and then that's...
That was the deal.
She was asking him about, you know, like, why did you... how did you get free? Like, why? And he told her, you know, like, she let me free
right.
in exchange for the girls. And so...
Well, and then Cersei, being the bitch she is...
I know.
She's like, well, she's dead.
Yeah, she's dead. Exactly.
So...
Mm-hmm.
But...
Yeah. So, that was... Yeah. Mm. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, keeping with Jaime, then Jaime goes to Brienne and, asks her to go find Sansa and keep her safe,
mm-hmm.
which I guess, doesn't really happen in the books. I guess Jaime doesn't, at least my dad was telling me this, that I guess Jaime is not the one who sends Brienne out on this mission, that he sends her to go, protect Brienne or Sansa. So that's interesting. Again, I like their relationship.
I do too.
I really do. You know, and I think Jaime wants to show her that, hey, I can keep my oath. I'm going to mm-hmm. do what's right.
Here. Right, because so, she's the one that will hold him.
Yeah, exactly. Because she's very all about keeping your oath. And anyway, so he gives her his Valyrian steel sword.
Which is
melted from Ned Stark's
right.
sword. And so he's like, take this, you know, this was Ned Stark's sword. Go and protect his yeah. daughter with it.
Right. Yeah, it's really so good. The really, symbolism is
so good.
Good.
And he gives her this sheet of armor too.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that happens in the books too, because a few podcasts I was listening to were waiting for that to happen. So
that he did that?
Yeah.
That but he didn't. Him. So he did that in the books, but
he gives her armor, but he doesn't say, I don't know. I don't know for certain.
Okay.
This is just what I've heard. I could be completely wrong. Again, we haven't read the book, so if we're wrong, I apologize.
Which is fine, because in this
episode... We're just trying to piece things right. together.
But in this episode, it doesn't matter if you read the books
yeah,
or not.
Obviously, yeah.
The book readers were surprised
yes,
by a few
yes,
things.
Yes, exactly. So,
we'll get that a little
but bit later. But anyway, I like that. So she names her sword Oathkeeper.
Mm,
which, yeah, so very good, very good. And Podrick is her squire. Again, so that they're saving Podrick, too, from being killed. So, you know, because he's mm-hmm. Tyrion's squire, he gives him to Brienne. And she's like, I don't need a squire.
Right.
He'll just slow me down. She's so awesome. I love her. I know. I love her so much. So she's got Podrick, and they're going to go.
And they're going to be such a great pair.
I think so.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see more of them. Yeah.
Right.
So they're going to go look for Sansa and try to save Sansa. So that's what's happening.
Mm.
So I mean, great. I like them. Jaime and Brienne, I like them together. It's just a good,
mm-hmm.
they're always good together on screen. So.
Right.
Yeah.
But now it's like, I don't know when we're going to see them together
mm-hmm,
again,
mm-hmm.
if we do.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, I think, a nice scene.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of, she's off to protect Sansa, then we're on Littlefinger's ship.
Yeah, we're on Littlefinger's ship. That's actually happened before that scene, but we'll speak about what happened with Littlefinger and Sansa. You know, Sansa, they're on Littlefinger's ship.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's so
like,
creepy.
He's such a creep.
He's
Ugh.
So creepy. Ugh.
And you know he's just doing it because he wants to better. It's
right.
so gross. But she's like, where are you taking me? Like,
right.
where are we going? He's like, well, we're going to the Vale. I'm going to marry your aunt. Your crazy aunt.
Aunt Lysa.
Lysa, yeah. So,
and she's, if anyone, if you remember, she is the one from season one.
Yes.
I think season it's season one.
Is it season one? Yeah.
Yep. Season one, where she's breastfeeding.
Breastfeeding her grown child, who's like, I don't know, 10 years old or
and
something.
What, they're in like a, they're high above something. Yeah, where there's that thing.
That's right. And that's where Tyrion was in prison and everything. Yeah. So. That was
so yeah. So it looks like we're probably going to see Aunt Lysa before the season's out.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure we probably will see her again.
So it makes you wonder: are we going to see a reunion with Sansa and Arya? Because Arya is on her way there as
That's
well.
That's right, she is. Oh, I wonder.
Right.
I hope so.
That would be fantastic.
That would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yeah. I wonder.
Yeah.
I wonder if we'll see it this season or next season. Who knows? But.
I don't know.
But anyway, we find out that Littlefinger was absolutely behind Joffrey's death, which we kind of already knew.
Right. Well, he played a role.
Yeah, he played a role, exactly.
As did many others.
He played a role in his death, and he explains to Sansa about the necklace, that it's poison and everything. So, yeah, we find out that he had a role. And then, I guess, does she ask who else was involved, or...
He did, but he said that there...
He's got friends. That's what's right. He's got...
He has friends.
Yeah, he has friends who... yeah. Something who friends... Friends who helped him or friends who were interested in helping him. So...
Yeah, he said he was one of a few people.
Yes.
That actually... Yeah.
Yeah.
And he said a man with... Well, and then she's kind of even saying, like, you know, Joffrey treated him somewhat well... And he's like, well, a man with no motive is a man with no suspects.
Mm-hmm.
Or a man no one suspects.
That's right, yes.
So if you, you know, if they don't know who you are or what you want, they can't know what you plan to do next.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, jeez,
I know.
That's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I know. Well, and then that's when we go, then let's go to the scene with Marjorie
so
and
awesome.
Grandma Tyrell.
Right. They're... You know, right off the bat, she's saying, Grandma's saying that she's leaving.
Yeah, she's like, I can't stand these gardens.
All I do is walk around them.
If I have to walk through these gardens one more time. I love her. She's so good. Yeah, but they're walking and they're talking and, you know, and they're talking about Marjorie, you know, marrying Tommen, you know, eventually. So she's like, you know. You really need to start working that kid, you know, it's like, try to get your hooks in him right now before Cersei shuts that down. So,
right. Because things are up in the air right now because, you know, Cersei could put an end to it.
Yes.
Even though she's worrying about other things right now, because guess what? She's in charge.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Basically, she is in charge.
Mm-hmm. So her grandma's like, yeah, you need to start, you know, talking to Tommen and get him to like you. So that way.
Yeah. She was just basically saying, look, it's about your charm.
Yeah.
Not necessarily about your bedroom skills. Obviously those are play a big role.
But I did love how she was, grandma was telling that story and she's like, I was good. I was real good. But you're better.
Yep.
So she's just teaching her, you know, you really need to start manipulating the situation a little bit. So that was really awesome. And then,
And plus, I mean, here's the thing. Cersei is so focused on what happened with Joffrey. She's focused on
that. Yes, exactly. And that's the thing. She's like, she's distracted right now. She's mourning her son, her other son.
Right.
So you go start working that situation. So when you do get married... It's going to be too late.
Right.
She won't have a say.
Mm-hmm.
So,
or when she tries to sway Tom and it's not going to matter.
Exactly.
He's going to have his mind made up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're already here.
Yeah, exactly.
But then, of course, then the big reveal.
The big reveal is that Grandma Tyrell helped with Joffrey's murder.
Yeah.
And
she helped poison him.
Yeah, she helped poison him. She didn't really say how, but there were some hints there. How she did it. She just kind of pretty much flat out told Marjorie, like, hey, you didn't think I was going to let you marry that little piece of shit, did you?
Well, and such a good line. She said, you don't think I'd let you marry that beast, do you?
Yeah.
And she's like messing with
Marjorie's necklace.
Because
it's Sansa's necklace.
And the thing is, if you think back on the episode.
That episode, there's a scene where she's talking to Sansa and she does touch her necklace.
The necklace.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, and now it's like, I want to go back and rewatch that episode. That was the one I accidentally deleted. I don't know why. It's like, oh, it's over, finally.
No.
And
it's on demand. You can watch it.
But, you know, I do want to go back and watch that episode.
I do
now
too. I want to go back and see
because
it.
Because I remember, I did go back on demand, but I didn't know who actually played a role in it. I thought Grandma might have had a role, but there was never a point where you see her anywhere near Joffrey or Margaery at that point. Because I think she went to Margaery and Joffrey before she went to Sansa. But maybe not. Maybe it's back. But anyway, you really can't tell from the episode.
No, you can't.
But you can tell. I mean, you know that she wouldn't.
It's a nice little... And Margaery was really surprised. I mean, I think Margaery was a little confused. Like, what? What are you saying to me right now? Right. So, yeah, it was a little surprised. I mean, Margaery had no idea.
The last person you would suspect is Grandma.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
But she's the, you know, it's a game.
It's a game. It's all a game, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, it'll be interesting to see where that leads. Like, obviously, the Tyrells are now, and Littlefinger are, you know, collaborating together to, conspiring to, you know, I don't know, take the kingdom. Who knows what's happening there? Like, what the ultimate goal. But obviously, she's pushing Margaery towards being a queen again. So, yeah, it looks like they want to take this over, but... Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. It'll be. I think we're going to learn a little bit more about this before the end of the season, about exactly how it worked, who put the poison in Joffrey's cup, if it was Graham. I think that they're going to need to explain that a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah. I think they need to.
You know.
Yeah.
Just a wink and a nod about her adjusting.
Yeah, and I'm sure we will learn more about exactly how that all went down and everything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm just so excited.
Yeah. There is some scheming.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Some scheming. And then we have this scene where Margaery sneaks into Tommen's room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
that's a good one.
Yeah. And, anyway, yeah, she goes in and she's talking to him and, you know, just saying like, hey, you know, we're going to be married someday, so we should really be friends.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a little like, oh my God, there's a woman in my bed.
Yeah. You're not supposed to be in here. You're not, Mom, you know.
Mom won't like this. No. Right. So it was just, you know, again, she's just trying to manipulate the situation, trying to get Tommen on her side and, you know, all that good stuff. So, and then we see Sir Pounce. That was real cute.
That was cute.
Real, I like the name Sir Pounce for a cat. When I get a cat.
Right. Oh, there we go.
I know.
That's perfect.
Maybe Sir Pounce. I can't. I like it. I like it a lot.
That is pretty good.
But I get, like I was telling you, I've heard on some other podcasts that I guess in the books, Tommen's really into his cats. And he's a lot younger in the books. He's like 8 or 9. Yeah. So, and he really just cares about his cats. So it's kind of nice that they put that in there
that
too.
Is cool.
So, yeah. So.
Well, and he even mentioned that Joffrey had threatened.
Yeah, Joffrey had threatened to kill, like, skin his cats and mix their innards in his food.
Yeah.
Joffrey's such a jerk.
Yeah. And he's no longer around.
He's no longer. That's why he's dead. Who cares? Mm-hmm. No more about Joffrey.
Because of Grandma Tyrell.
Thank you, Grandma Tyrell. You did the Seven Kingdoms a favor.
Yep. She did him a solid.
But Tommen, yeah, she did a solid. Tommen seems much better. I mean,
so much better.
He seems like a nice kid, and the fact that he's so young, he's gonna be easier to control and manipulate, obviously, but
that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm okay with it. I really like Marjorie too, so I'm glad she's sticking
around. I do too.
Yeah, I do like her.
It makes me nervous.
I know, it does make me nervous. Oh god. Yeah, I know. I gotta stop liking people on the show. Right. Stop making the characters so likable.
But yeah, it's that character development.
I know. Absolutely.
So, so it looks like she's plotting. She's scheming to get on Tommen's good side.
Yep,
so.
Scheming.
And then that's where we leave King's Landing.
Yeah, leave King's Landing and let's go to the wall. Okay. Castle Black.
I will say that... I don't know, the wall just doesn't do it for me. Jon Snow, there's fighting amongst the Night's
I like
Watch.
Jon Snow. Is he my favorite? Probably not.
I think if we get him out of that fucking
the wall.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's this whole, I guess he was teaching the other guys how to fight.
Yeah, I know.
And then that lead commander guy, who I don't know his name, but he really doesn't like Jon Snow.
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, you go do your squire duties, damn it, Jon Snow. But then the other guy's like, hey, you know, he's a really a fan favorite. Like, right, like, he's, people love him.
I read that too. Yeah. I'm like, what?
The other guys really like him, and eventually they're gonna, you know, choose a new commander, and it's probably gonna be John, so right. Maybe you should be nicer to him.
That makes sense.
And then they introduce a new character. His name is Locke. Was that his name? The guy with the mm-hmm. beard? Yeah. So, and he seems like a good guy, but you never know in these situations.
Right.
Everyone seems nice at first.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's in the books. I imagine he must be, maybe.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, okay.
I was reading, yeah, he is part of the
That's
books.
Good. Yeah. So, but anyway, they're getting ready to, you know, they're trying to train so they can fight the wildlings, obviously. Mm-hmm. So he's trying to teach the guys how to fight like a wildling. Because right. The wildlings fight with two weapons in each hand. So they're trying to teach them that and anything.
Well, and the thing is, they have a lot of people.
Yeah.
And they have those cannibals, too.
Yes. And they have giants. Mm-hmm. They have lots of things.
Yeah, they do.
That the Night's Watch do not have, so...
Well, and I think it's interesting that... So during this, we know there's this big battle coming,
mm-hmm.
all this stuff, but yet John is then recruiting people to go and find...
Well, they want to go get this other band of, you know, renegade Night Watchers who took over that guy's house. The Crester, is that his name?
Oh, right, yeah.
He wants to kill them before they learn about, you know, the fact that Night Watch doesn't have the numbers that they said they mm-hmm. do, you know, so that's, yeah, he gets a little band together because he wants to go find these people and, you know, put that to rest before it turns into a problem.
Yeah.
So he does that and, he gets some volunteers, you know, and then we go to that scene too where Sam and John are talking, and he's like, oh, I'm so worried about Gilly.
Oh, yeah, I know. And I was like, oh.
I know.
I was getting bored by it. But then we go right to Craster's
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
keep, and we have these outlaws that are drinking from skulls, and here's our, you know, more rape and killing. And,
yeah.
Cannibalism too? Did you see the body parts?
I mean, these guys are bad, obviously. This is those renegade Night Watchers, and that one
guy. Weren't the bad guys and the bad guys fighting each other?
I know! I know!
The wildlings and...
Oh, yeah, and that whole scene too is like, they're raping all the women in the background. Yeah, it was obviously to show these guys are bad dudes.
Right, bad dudes. But...
Yeah. Well, then there's Bran and his little band of people in Hodor. Out in the woods, you know, they're walking around and before that,
so we're still with Craster's keep mm-hmm. and the one lady brings in the final baby boy
mm-hmm.
and so, you know, it seemed like he was just gonna kill it,
yeah,
but they're like, you need to
sacrifice the gods, and then they all are like, sacrifice for the gods or whatever they said. It was real creepy,
but
so he makes that one guy go and take the baby out to the woods, you mm-hmm. know, because he gives it to the White Walkers or whatever. And so he leaves it there. And then we see a direwolf in a cage.
Right. And which is Ghost.
It's Ghost, Jon Snow's direwolf. They had captured it. And so it's in a cage. And this guy's being a real jerk to poor Ghost. And
I just wish Ghost could get out.
I know, I wish Ghost could get out, me too. But then we start hearing the crows, and then I guess that water he poured out started to freeze, so obviously the White Walker's coming, so that guy takes off. But then that's when we see Bran and the rest, right? Is that when we go to Bran?
Well, yeah, we go to Bran, and then they're sort of talking, and then they can hear...
Oh, yeah, they hear the baby crying, that's right.
And Bran's like, I'm gonna go.
Yeah. And so he gets in Summer, his direwolf, mm-hmm. and sends Summer out to go find out what's happening, and that's when he sees Ghost in the cage, and Summer gets captured or something. She gets caught in a trap, I think, and so he gets out of Summer, and he's like, oh no, we have to, mm-hmm. you know, find out what's happening to Summer. And then that's when they go up and they see, you know, all the guys at Caster's Keep, and they're like, oh, it's Night Watch, but then they realize, oh,
yeah, it's not.
the girl's like, hey, you know, these guys I don't think are actual Night Watchers anymore. Like, we need to go. We're not safe here. And then that's when they get captured by those guys.
And this is not in the book.
Yeah, apparently this is not in the book. This is this whole, like, my dad was telling me that, yeah, they do not get captured by these guys. So this is not in the book. So people don't really know what's happening here. Yeah, like, where this is going.
That makes a lot of people nervous.
Yes, it does make a lot of people nervous.
But then again, you got to remember, George R. R. Martin is part of this whole thing.
Exactly.
So, and from, again, I think we were talking earlier, Bran's story ends pretty soon.
Like, yeah, does it? Yeah.
With the books. Yeah. I mean, he's not in one of them, I think, or it's just so, just a little bit. So, we're getting close to new material.
Yeah.
And so they got to do something before they get him to a... Exactly. I think they get him to a tree. I think that's where it ends. But, so this is new. This is new, and it looks like...
Well, I mean, he's
going to be reunited with Jon.
That's exactly it. Because they do eventually, like, those guys find out that Bran is, Bran Stark, and that he's Jon Snow's brother. And so now they're like, oh, okay, well, he's Jon Snow's brother. We're trying to defeat these guys. So obviously that's going to be some leverage for them. And Jon Snow's on his way to Caster's Keep now. So, yeah, obviously.
And it all goes down in the next episode.
Yeah.
As we saw in the preview.
So.
So, yeah. And the worst part of this whole thing is
they're torturing Hodor.
Right.
It made me so sad seeing Hodor like that. They had him chained up, and they're poking him with sticks.
Of all the characters in this, Hodor is off limits.
Exactly. Do not mess with Hodor.
Right.
It's so...
Off limits.
It may be, like, the whole time.
They've been warned. Like, I think there will be a revolt.
Leave Hodor alone. If you kill Hodor, I will be so mad.
Oh, there will be a revolt.
There will be a revolt.
Ratings will decline. I mean, come on.
Seriously, though.
Of every series, there's a character you just don't mess with.
Exactly.
This
Leave Hodor alone.
Right.
Oh, that whole scene, it just hurt my heart so much. Oh, God.
So that means hopefully Hodor will get some revenge.
I hope
them.
So.
He's such a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a gentle giant, as she calls it. Right. Yeah, and I don't know. Well, I hope somebody gets revenge for Hodor.
Right.
You know, maybe it won't be Hodor, but maybe hope somebody will.
Right.
Be like, that's what you get for messing with Hodor. Mm-hmm. So, maybe so sad. Right.
So the final scene. The very final scene.
Which also was a big shock for people, book readers, because apparently this doesn't have in the book either. Right. But we see...
I mean, what... I guess...
Well, I was reading somewhere in the books, like, they allude to this what did they call him? This White Walker King. I don't know what it's
called. Oh, yeah.
But, like, they never actually see him in the books. But anyway, okay, so the White Walker guy that we've seen before, you know, with the long hair who picks up the baby, we see him with the baby now, and he is riding through the...
So what did you think was going to happen when you're watching this? I thought
they were going to eat the baby or kill the baby.
That's what I was thinking.
I was not thinking what happened, but, you know, so, like... You know, he's riding through it, and then we come to this, you know, this sculpture. There's, like, a bunch of ice things.
Everyone's talking about it. It looks like the Fortress of Solitude, Superman's Fortress of Solitude.
Oh, yeah, I guess it does, kind of.
It does.
It does a little bit.
Yeah, it really does.
But there's a bunch of ice sculptures, and, like, you know, there's this little ice pedestal, and he puts the baby on that. And so this is when I thought, oh, they're going to kill the baby right now, or something. You know, like, I wasn't exactly sure.
Well... I didn't know either. I thought, okay, they're going to kill it. But then I thought, why are we seeing this if they're just going to kill it?
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Come on. I mean, Game of Thrones is terrible
about
violence. But they're not going to show
a baby being killed.
Right.
Probably not. So
I'm like, well, something's going to happen. Either we learn of an ice dragon that's coming and that's what they're doing. You know, I had a feeling.
That would be awesome.
Right? I thought, something is like, this is kind of this is going to explain to us kind of what's going on.
Yes.
So I thought we're going to learn what they're sacrificing to, or we're going to see the monster before it eats the baby kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that they were pretty there was some trickery with the camera angles because
yes.
the walkers, I don't think they're the best CGI in the world.
No, they're not the best. Yeah,
but they kept shooting it through the ice.
Yeah,
and stuff,
through the ice.
So they
yeah.
didn't have to worry that much about how true. Bad the CGI looks.
Yes, yes.
The dragons look amazing.
The dragons look
These
amazing.
These guys,
yeah, not the best. No,
I'm
you're
really
right.
Not that no. scared of them.
No, I think they're super cool. I mean, I think they look cool. Yeah, right. And I'm not, I wouldn't say I'm scared of them either. No, but anyway, this Ice King. What is his name? The Night's King. That's what his name is. The Night's King. And in the books, yeah, again, in the books, he's more of a legend. Nobody ever sees him or ever actually, we don't actually know he exists. We hear people talking about him according to this article. And so he picks
so
up.
Now we see him.
Yeah. So he picks up that baby and touches the baby with his finger and turns the baby into White Walker.
Mm-hmm.
So that's crazy.
Right.
Yeah. So this is what he's been doing with these babies the whole time. It's turning him into White Walkers, obviously.
Well, and it sort of makes sense.
Yeah, it sort of does. Because
it's like, where are they getting these people
exactly
from?
Because they talk about, like, you know, the Night's Watch. I mean, these White Walkers were wiped out, you know, before. But now there's thousands of them again. So this does make sense.
But the thing is, why wouldn't they just do that finger thing to the regular people?
I don't know.
Why do they want babies?
Maybe. And maybe it's because they can grow up. I don't know if they grow. Do they grow? I guess.
I just thought they were dead. I thought the walkers were just dead people.
I do too, but I guess this...
I don't know. It's just, you know, sometimes you forget. Obviously, there are dragons.
Yes.
But sometimes you forget that this is a supernatural world.
Yes.
And now it's like, oh, right. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So there's going to be more of that.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind. I like.
I like this. I don't want to, because this article I was reading gives more background about this Night's King guy. I don't want to spoil anything for anybody, but I'll talk to you later about it. But it's kind of interesting. But anyway, again, that doesn't happen in the books. So a lot of people were really surprised by this ending. And, you know, they don't really know where it's going. So,
right.
Yeah. So it was an interesting... I like that they're showing more White Walkers just because I do think they're super cool, and I'm kind of happy they're kind of doing more with that because I you know, these are cool creatures. Like I feel like they should have this in there more, you know, because a lot of times it's like people just don't, you know, we forget that there's White Walkers. So
we forget it's a supernatural world too.
Yeah. So
which, you know, that could change things, and also it makes sense why these White Walkers haven't come back full force and just started wiping out all these armies like Daenerys, they're building
the army.
But obviously, I don't think they're going for the throne. Why would they don't really need a throne?
I don't know. Maybe they just want to take over, you know, like they just want to take over the land. I don't think they really necessarily want to rule like a kingdom.
Right. Yeah.
I think they just maybe want their land back or something. I don't know. I don't know.
Because that doesn't really fit.
Yeah, I don't know. What is their end game? Who knows? I don't know.
Right.
I guess we'll find that out.
But overall, good. Obviously, a great episode.
Yeah, great episode. Lots have happened. I mean, it felt very quick to me. Like I was watching, and I was like, "Oh, it's already over." So.
Well, because we barely get any. There were more scenes in King's Landing, but. You know, Meereen, and I guess Meereen is where she stays.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I think in the book, she stays there for a long time, so.
Right. Well, at least she's done out of the desert and get her inside, and she's going to have her own throne that she's, I guess we're going to see in the next couple episodes. I don't think we're going to see her in the next episode. I can't remember. No, we do.
We
saw him around
the
table.
I don't remember.
But anyway, she gets her throne here upon this pyramid. And then I think... I think Dany's pretty savvy.
I think she's
now learned that, okay, I know where I'm going and we're going to get there, but now it's time to rule a place and, you know, work out the kinks. So when I do get to King's Landing, it's not going to be this inexperienced ruler. I am going to be a ruler, and they're going to know I'm coming.
Exactly.
And they're going to know what kind of ruler I am. So, I don't know. I think that's the way to do it.
I would agree. Yeah. Absolutely.
And so it'll be interesting to see kind of the dynamic that's created in this, in her kingdom that she now has.
I mean, obviously people love her, so I think she's, it's going to be,
I'm looking forward to it. And of course, we're, you know, episode 4, and...
We're almost halfway through.
Almost halfway through.
Almost halfway through, I know.
And we know episode 9 is a big, big episode. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. I think they're building up to a lot of good stuff, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we gotta get your dad on. We were talking about that.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna try and get my dad on. My dad is a really big Game of Thrones fan. He's read all the books. He watches the TV series. He texts me all the time about it. And my dad knows his stuff, so I'm going to try and get him on here to talk about this, because I think he'd have some interesting points of view and that sort of thing. So,
and I also love it that, because we have a few friends who are book readers, and they just love to think that they, oh, you're going to love this next part. You won't believe what's happening now. Well, guess what? Yeah, I can't wait. And the thing is, like, we didn't watch this last episode with them, so I can't wait to be like, so is this what happened in the book? Oh, yeah, right, it's not. It's so, not you don't know what you're talking about. So that's awesome.
It's so, really funny. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Because especially one book reader that we know.
Oh, boy. Oh. He will hold that over your head. I know. So now I can't wait till he returns and we can hold that up. Because I know he hasn't even watched this episode.
Oh,
so
yeah. Uh-huh.
He's trying to avoid all spoilers at all costs. So... I'm like, why would you be avoiding spoilers? You know what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Why would you be?
Right. So, good times.
That's funny.
So anyway, well, hey guys, thanks for listening. And we want to hear from you. What did you think of the episode? What do you think is going to happen in this season? And we'd love to hear from some of the book readers.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to hear what, you know... Yeah,
your take on
your take, you know, what do you think of the changes? And, you know, do you think these changes are going to lead to something, maybe something that actually did happen in the books? You know, like, maybe they'll take this in a direction that will lead to something that actually, you know, anyway. Right. So, what your theories are. We want to know what your theories are. So, yeah, please, you can email us, agalandagay@gmail.com. Put it on Facebook, agalandagay, or tweet us, @agalandagay. So we would love to hear your comments, your thoughts about Game of Thrones and all that good stuff. So
Also rate us on iTunes if you had a chance.
Please rate us on iTunes. That'd be awesome. So so this is our Game of Thrones, and thanks for listening.
All right, talk to you guys later.